Are you wanted to see me, Harry?
Yes, General. Very much indeed.
What did my honey bunny want with his cutie sweetie?
Your honey bunny is most displeased with his tweety sweetie.
Why, Eric, what's the matter? Don't you really believe I went to the art gallery with my cousin?
Yes, of course I believe you did, darling. It's not because of that I sent for you.
Why then?
Because of these.
Oh, those horrid bills.
Exactly. They've got to stop, Gaynor.
But I wanted to look nice for my honey bun.
I quite understand, my darling. But I think you can manage to look fairly presentable for your honey bunny in those 24 dresses, 50 hats, and 19 pairs of shoes you bought last month.
Oh, honey bunny, are you mad at your tweety sweetie?
Not at my tweety sweetie. From now on, you'll have to manage to live on your allowance.
Eric, you aren't serious.
I should say I am. Why, you'd think we were married the way you run up bills on me.
Our radio play for this week, Guaranteed Love, is based on a story about the selling of magic potions, one of the oldest rackets in the world. This entertaining story is only one of the many fascinating features in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the world's greatest circulation. This magazine is distributed each week with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. The little clock on the mantel in the parlor of Madame Zanara, the woman from whom nothing is hidden, chimes the hour. Stifling a yawn with a bejeweled, though somewhat grimy, hand, the madam addresses her husband, who is buried behind a newspaper.
3 o'clock. Bertram. I said 3 o'clock. Oh, for the love of Mike, is that all you got to say? Here it is, 3 o'clock, and not a customer in the house.
Well, what can I do about it, Lottie? Do you want to give me a reason?
You? Say, you're the one person in the world who gives me reason to build myself the woman from whom nothing is hidden.
A customer, Bert. Take a squint through that trick mirror in the door and see who it is. I'll straighten up the place.
Lottie?
Yeah?
Guess who's here?
Oh, I'll have enough guessing to do when they come in. Go ahead and tell me.
It's that hungry beauty whose picture was in the roto section, remember?
Yeah. Let me see. Her name was Crawfish. No, Crawford. The Nail Crawford.
Yeah, that's who.
That millionaire Count Eric Brender saw her picture and started running around with her.
I just see in the paper today he's got some other cutie he's hitting a high spot with.
You did? Bertram, pull the drapes and light the incense burn in the reading room and get the Victrola going.
Our rent bill is as good as paid.
Okay, Lottie, right away.
Who asks admittance to the temple of all knowledge?
Are you Madame Zanara?
I am the great Madame Zanara, yes.
I want your help.
Enter the temple of all knowledge. Come this way, please. In here, please.
It's awfully dark. I can't see anything.
Your eyes will soon be accustomed to the soft glow of the incense burner. Take this chair.
I'm sitting before a mirror.
Yes, a psychic mirror. Now, what do you wish to know? Something about your royal sweetheart?
Oh, you know already.
The mirror reflects all to me. You are worried because of some change that has come over him. Am I right?
Yes, Madame Zanara.
You wish to know if he will marry you?
Yes, oh yes.
Let us consult the mirror. Wait, let me brush that psychic fog away. Ah, now the future is clearly revealed. Good. I can see you and the Count at the altar.
Oh, really, Madame Zanara?
You look very beautiful and happy.
How soon will that come true?
Let me see if I can see. You are in a great church or cathedral.
Oh, they need a calendar and newspaper to tell me the date.
Oh, dear.
But it must be fairly soon, because the women's clothes didn't seem to have changed much.
Oh, thank you, Madame Zanara. That's all I need to know.
Wait. The mirror tells me only what may happen if all goes well.
What do you mean?
It can only happen if certain obstacles which are in the way are removed.
What obstacles, madam?
There is another woman moving rapidly upon the impressionable heart of the Count.
Oh, I was afraid of that. It's that dancer.
Her influence must be nullified at once.
How can I stop her?
Well, you know, I can tell you a magical love charm which will make your royal suitor forget this other woman.
You can? And you're sure it will help me hold Eric's love?
My child, I am more than sure. I, Madame Zanara, personally guarantee it.
Guaranteed love. That's what I'm after. Give me this magical charm.
Well, first, you must give me... how much money have you there in your purse, my child?
$500.
How fortunate. You happen to have the exact amount needed to buy the charm. You know, I hesitated to mention the price because, well, I was afraid it might be too expensive.
Here's the money.
Oh, thank you.
I'd gladly pay 10 times this amount, anything, to succeed in holding Eric's love.
I'm glad to hear that. You seem to have plenty of what it takes for ultimate success. Here is the love charm. The ashes of 2 kinds of seaweed. Male and female, give this to your suitor in a glass of wine, and he will never leave your side.
For James here again?
Well, I ain't surprised.
Beat it while I let her in.
Okay. Who wishes to enter the temple of all knowledge?
Oh, Madame Zanara.
Oh, it's you, my child. Enter, enter.
I gave Eric that love charm, like you said, but it didn't have any effect on him.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I've gone as far as I can.
Oh, what shall I do? I mustn't lose Eric.
Say... You know what this case really needs is a love potion.
That ain't my specialty. But it happens to be a confrere of mine. The greatest love doctor in the world is visiting me. If you like, I can call him into the case.
Oh, will you? Please do, madam.
I must warn you, he's very expensive.
Expense means nothing to me.
Be seated. I will get my colleague.
Bert. For heaven's sake, Bert, put on that paper. You always got your nose in it.
Oh, what's eating you, Lolly? I'm always finding information on it for you, ain't I? Didn't I tell you about that Crawford Jane boyfriend double-crossing her?
Sure, sure, but never mind that. Put your shoes and collar on. You're going to be my confrere.
I'm going to be your what?
My confrere. A colleague I told the Jane about. Crawford Jane.
But I ain't never been a confrere in my life.
There you are this time. Now get this. All you have to do is to agree with me and look wise. That is, as wise as possible. Hurry up now. She's waiting out there.
Wait till I get this shoe on. My foot must have swelled.
Oh, come on, come on.
This plum is just ripe for picking.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait a second. You got a thumbprint on that celluloid collar. Here, what the hank's doing? There, I'll take it off. There. Now, come on.
My child, you are most fortunate. The professor has consented to take the case.
For only $1,500.
$1,500?
That's what you said, Professor.
What I said? Oh, yes.
You aren't going to raise your price, are you?
Raise my... Oh, no, indeed.
Oh, it's wonderful of you, Professor, to bother with poor little me.
Poor little... Oh, not at all.
I came prepared to offer you any amount you asked for today, madam. Professor, here's this $1,500. Now, where's your magical love potion?
My magical...
Here it is, my child.
What? Well, this is only a piece of paper.
So it is.
But there's a powerful prescription inscribed upon it.
Powerful prescription? Yes, indeed.
Prepare the potion according to the directions and mix with chocolate candy.
Yeah, chocolate candy.
So that your beloved may not suspect the charm is being cast over him.
Thank you, madam. I'll do just as you say.
And what do you want to do tonight, Genel?
Oh, let's just stay here and listen to the radio, Eric.
Very well, darling.
I'll turn it on. Have a piece of candy, Eric?
Oh, thanks. My favorite chocolate.
Honey, darling?
Yes, darling.
How do you feel?
Fine. Why?
I just wonder. Have another piece of candy.
I don't mind if I do. These are delicious.
How do you feel now?
Just the same. Why?
Oh, nothing. Have another piece of candy.
Hey, what's the matter with this candy?
Oh, does it taste funny?
No, but the way you asked me to have another piece and then asked me how I feel, it just occurred to me that there must be something wrong with it. You aren't trying to poison me, are you?
Why, honey bunny, how could you even think of such a thing? Oh, listen to that song. What does that remind you of, Eric?
Should it remind me of something?
Now, you're just teasing me. You know perfectly well it's the piece the orchestra played the very first time you took me out.
Was it? I'd forgotten.
Oh, and I suppose you've forgotten what you told me when you said goodnight at the doorway.
Well, darling, we've said goodnight a good many times since then.
Yes, Eric. And you said you had something to tell me tonight.
Yes, yes, Gunnell, I have. You see, I've come to the conclusion...
Oh, wait a minute, Eric. Have another piece of candy.
No, thanks, Gunnell. I've come to the conclusion that you and I should...
Yes, Eric?
That... Oh, dash it all, the words seem to stick in my throat. And after I rehearsed just what I was going to say, too.
Perhaps I can guess what you're going to say.
Then you feel the same way?
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, I say, that makes it easier to discuss terms.
Terms?
Why, yes, terms of settlement.
Settlement? But I don't...
Oh, come now, darling. Don't try to tell me you don't want to accept a financial settlement. Really, that's being too noble.
Eric, aren't you talking about our marriage?
Oh, who said anything about us getting married? I'm trying to make a financial settlement with you. You see, I'm marrying somebody else. She's a dancer.
Hey, Bert, I wonder if that Crawford Jane landed her count. She ain't been back for another love charm since the day you played the part of the professor. Bertram, for the love of Mike, do you always have to have your nose buried in a newspaper? Seems like you might carry on a conversation once in a while like a human being.
Say, what do you know about that?
Huh?
Listen, Lolly.
Oh, I ain't got time to listen. There's somebody at the door. Keep your shirt on, sucker. I'm coming.
Who wishes to enter the temple of all knowledge?
Madame Zanara.
I am the great Madame Zanara, yes.
Then this is for you.
What's this?
A summons to appear in court as defendant in a civil suit brought by one Gaynell Crawford for swindling.
What? Swindling?
Yes. She claims you failed to produce love as guaranteed.
Well, I never. Bert, that Crawford Jane's suing me.
Sure, I know, Lottie.
You know? You haven't turned psychic on me, have you?
Me? Shucks, no, Lottie. That's what I was trying to tell you. I just read it here in the paper.
This radio play to which you have just listened is taken from a story to be found in your copy of the American Weekly, the magazine with the world's largest circulation. This entertaining and educational magazine is distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.